The Museum of Vojvodina is the only museum in the world that can boast of keeping three examples of these valuable helmets, named after the place where the first two were discovered, Berkasovo-type helmets. Archaeologists sometimes search for decades to find a treasure like the one discovered by accident in 1955 by Angelina Vrkatic, an older woman, while working in a field. The more luxurious helmet, in the display case on the left, is the most beautiful example among all the discovered helmets. With an exceptional shine, decorated with glass inserts imitating semi-precious stones, it delights the scientific and general public alike. Its splendor is surpassed by the fact that there is a text written in Greek on the helmet. In a text written on the side of the helmet, we find the name of the craftsman who made it, work of Avitus. And on the other side, the name of the person who ordered it, Dizon, wear it in health. The second helmet, placed in the central display case, bears less conspicuously the inscription Vicit Liciniana, which helped archaeologists to discover that it originates from the beginning of the 4th century, from the time when the future emperor Constantine the Great and his opponent Licinius fought over the throne. The conflict ended with Licinius's defeat and execution. Through detailed research, archaeologists have discovered that the helmets were buried in the ground in Roman times, along with two pairs of horse bridles and several silver decorative belt pieces. What was this about? War booty? Looted treasure? What kind of human destiny do these great witnesses of history hide? The third helmet of this type, placed in the display case on the right, was discovered in 2004 in the vicinity of the village of Yarak. Believe it or not, the person who found it was once again a farmer. While plowing the land, he found a small ceramic jug with parts of a helmet. We don't know how these parts ended up in the jar. Still, one thing is certain. Whoever put them there was aware that the most valuable parts of the helmet were the silver plating with gilding. The material from which the other two layers of the helmet were made, the iron that guaranteed the helmet to be safe and protect the wearer's head, and the leather layer that made the helmet fit the owner's head comfortably, were not worth much. So the mystery person did not bother saving them. It is very fortunate for the museum that, despite this, the helmet reconstruction was possible because 85% of the silver and gilded plating was preserved, and a year of painstaking conservation work restored the helmet's former glory.